it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Chris Van Vliet!
Yeah. Van Vliet. Yeah. It's Inside with Chris Van Vliet.
All right, my friends, welcome back to another one here on Inside. I'm CVV, Chris Van Vliet. Hey, you're awesome for being here. Thank you for that. And thank you for making Insight one of the top wrestling podcasts on the planet. We snuck up into the number two spot this week. So if you're one of the thousands of people who are listening right now but haven't hit that follow button yet, oh my goodness, it would be so helpful if you could just do that one little thing. Please just hit follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. And if you're feeling extra generous, a rating on Spotify or a review on Apple Podcasts, that could be the one thing that pushes us up over the edge and puts us at number one. It is Tiffy time here on the show today. Tiffany Stratton has been a highly requested guest, and I had the honor of sitting down with her during WrestleMania week in Philly in front of a live crowd. This was one of the WWE Priority Pass on location events that they had going on. So if you bought the Priority Pass, you had access to this superstar brunch where I was on stage hosting interviews with not just Tiffany Stratton. There was also Braun Strowman, Liv Morgan, Ivar, Carmella, and Sonya Deville. Six of them in total, and you'll be seeing those on the podcast and on YouTube over the next handful of weeks here. Tiffany's been on one heck of a run over the last year or so. Former NXT champion, lost that championship to Becky Lynch in that great match that they had, made her main roster debut at the Royal Rumble, then that crazy reaction that she got at Elimination Chamber in Perth when she got eliminated and the crowd was just not feeling that. And the sky's the limit for her. And it was so great to be able to learn a little bit more about the woman behind the prettiest moonsault ever. And it was just, what a great conversation. I love this, and I know that you will too. Snap a screenshot, let us know that you're listening, and tag us so we can share it out. She's at Tiffany WWE on Instagram. She's at Tiff Stratton WWE on Twitter. I'm at Chris Van Vliet, and here we go. Let's dive into this with a live crowd. Please welcome Tiffany Stratton.
Well, it is so lovely to see you. You're decked out in the rhinestones here.
You know, I had to pop off.
Is this officially Tiffy time now?
It is officially Tiffy time, guys.
I've never experienced Tiffy time, so what am I in for here?
Well, I am the center of the universe, so everything revolves around me. So we're going to talk about me today. Welcome, guys.
What fun earrings you have on. Those are great.
Thank you. They're very heavy. I think they weigh like 2 pounds each.
Oh, my goodness. Where did this journey in pro wrestling begin for you?
So I'm originally from Prior Lake, Minnesota, which is like 20 minutes south of Minneapolis. I was originally a gymnast, so I grew up in the gymnastics world. And one day I was flipping through the channels and I saw Charlotte Flair on SmackDown. And I immediately was like, who is this woman? She's jacked. She's blonde. She looks amazing. She's doing all these cool flips. And immediately I was just drawn to it. So I went to my nearest wrestling school and I signed up for classes. However, my mom actually had a contact who knew Greg Gagne, who is a wrestling legend. He's been in the business for a long time. And he agreed to train me and get me a tryout with WWE.
So with what Greg taught you, that must have helped you so much with the tryout.
Yeah, he literally taught me everything I knew going into that tryout. And immediately, I think a week after my tryout, they called me and they signed me.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's just been skyrocketing ever since.
Yeah.
Your athleticism is insane.
Thank you.
Was that just something that you always naturally had?
I would say gymnastics definitely. It teaches you coordination. It teaches you how to move your body, how to flip, how to roll. And I feel like a lot of that is the fundamentals of wrestling. So I kind of picked it up quickly because of gymnastics.
You might have the best moonsault in all of wrestling.
Well, it is called the prettiest moonsault ever. Duh.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
How did you realize? I mean, as a gymnast, I'm sure it was easy to do that, right?
Yeah, I did it in like every single one of my routines. Like it's like a skill that everybody does in their routines. It's part of your compulsory routine. So I can do it in my sleep.
Must be nice.
Yes.
Is that a tip of the hat, calling it the PME? Is that a tip of the hat to Christopher Daniels? He calls his the BME, the best moonsault ever.
It is. And I feel like I had to add some sort of tiffy twist onto it. So, I mean, I'm pretty and it's pretty. The moonsault's pretty. So why not call it the prettiest moonsault ever?
It's beautiful the way you do it.
Thank you.
What else in the ring comes so easy for you that normal people like us look at and go, how are you able to do that?
Obviously, being a gymnast, I'm not really scared of heights. So going off the top rope is something very easy for me. I'm very good with like my air awareness and knowing where I am in the middle of the air. So definitely think the acrobatic stuff that I do, especially off the top rope, is something that I am very good at.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Insight. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EES System. If you haven't heard of the EES System yet, this technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. They have hundreds of locations across the globe, so access to a center is easy and affordable. And if you're interested in experiencing the EES technology for yourself, go to unifiedhealing.com/insight to learn more and to find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/insight, unifydhealing.com/insight. No materials or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EES system. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members. It's the most fun and exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. It's playoff basketball season. Now is the time to join the Prize Picks community of over 5 million members who have already downloaded the app. They have quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types. That's what makes Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. This week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the playoff basketball board, and I like Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and James Harden for more than 9 assists. Check it out for yourself. Download the app today and use the code INSIGHT for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the app. Use that code INSIGHT for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What do you think was the biggest thing that maybe surprised you about WWE? Like, you're watching it on TV, and then you become part of that world. What's something that maybe you weren't prepared for?
Ooh. Honestly, there's a lot of just behind-the-scenes stuff you really don't know when you're getting into the business. So I would say, like, going to the Performance Center and the insane schedule that you have when you first start out, it's Monday through Friday, you're training, you're going to the gym, and then on the weekends, you're having Coconuts, which is basically live wrestling shows in front of fans all around Florida. So you're constantly going, you're constantly, you know, wrestling, and it takes a toll. I'm not going to lie.
The coconut loops are like, you're all around Florida. Is it every weekend too?
It's every other weekend. And okay. I think they're going to start to do it every week. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, it's every week or every other weekend.
I think people were surprised to, they started seeing photos and videos of you and Ludwig. And they're like, wait a second. They're a couple. Did you guys know this? When did this all come together?
So we've actually been dating for, it's going to be 2 years in May. So we kind of always knew of each other because, you know, we both were at the Performance Center. And one day he was out and it was my birthday weekend and I was out. And we actually played rock, paper, scissors. And the loser had to ask the person on the date. So he lost and he had to ask me on the date.
Where was your first date?
Crest Steakhouse in Orlando, Florida.
Did you go rock, paper, or scissors?
I chose rock. He chose scissors, I believe.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Who goes with scissors?
I know.
My goodness. So what's the anniversary date?
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Exactly.
Is that your birthday?
My birthday is May 1st. So it's a couple days soon. After my birthday. Yeah.
So happy early birthday. I'm
Thank
a fellow
you.
Taurus.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Look at us.
Yeah. Look at us.
So coming up on 2 years, what's the plan then?
I'm not sure yet. We haven't really figured that out.
What does he
out.
Have in store for Tiffy?
I don't know, but I'll let you guys know.
Please. I just think that there's something about seeing both of you guys on TV and then knowing that behind the scenes, you guys are a couple. I think it's exciting to know that.
Yeah. I feel like too, whenever I post like a TikTok with him, it always gets so many views because people are like, what? They're together? So that's fun.
Is it hard because you guys are on different rosters?
Yeah, it's definitely like the last couple of months since I just got called up. It's been kind of hard. You know, we only get to see each other a couple of days, but when we do see each other, it means a lot more.
So Ludwig Kaiser seems like a very serious character, very serious man. What's he really like?
Oh, he's a goofball. He is a little goofball. That's all I'm going to say.
we'll just imagine how much of a goofball he could be.
Yes.
What was it like making your main roster debut just 2 months ago, right?
Yeah. So I guess I kind of debuted at the Rumble. And I didn't really know that I was making my debut like on the main roster. But so I had the Rumble. And then that Tuesday, I was kind of waiting to like hear if I was going to be on NXT that night. And I wasn't. So I kind of asked them, I was like, am I getting called up? And they're like, oh, we're not sure, whatever. And then I get a text saying that I have travel for SmackDown. And then I asked, am I called up? And then they're like, we're not sure. And then Friday I got the confirmation that I was being called up. And then I had my in-ring debut and the rest is history.
Did they tell you you're being called up for good? Or is it just you're being called up for this one show?
No, they told me that I was called up for good. Like it's an official call up.
Wow. And that's exciting.
Yeah, it was so fun, yeah.
What about the Royal Rumble? How did that all come together?
I was extremely nervous for the Rumble. I just feel like, I don't know, like it's the first time that the main roster fans kind of got to see me. And I was kind of worried nobody was going to know who I was, you know, coming from NXT. And it was awesome. Like I tried to be in the moment. And it was a super amazing experience for me.
And was that the biggest crowd you had ever been in front of at that point?
Yeah, that was like triple times the crowd I've been in front of.
And then we fast forward to Elimination Chamber. And a lot of Tiffy fans at Elimination Chamber.
That I literally changed the time zone to Tiffy time in Australia that day.
What a reaction. When you got eliminated, people were very upset.
I know. I was very shocked. Actually, I think there's a video of me in the little pod of like me being like, what the heck? Are they chanting Tiffy time? It was beyond shocked because, you know, I'm the rookie in this match. I'm like, do they even know who I am? But it was, yeah, it was so amazing.
And you're on the other side of the planet.
Yes.
And they all love you.
Yeah, it was like, it was definitely very reassuring for me in my career because, you know, I had just gotten called up. Everything's kind of scary at first. You know, you're just getting established. You're just kind of getting your name out there. So, like I said, like it was such a reassuring day for me.
What do you think have been the matches you've had so far that have really cemented what you can do in the ring?
Back at No Mercy in California, I had a match against Becky Lynch, who we main evented that PLE. And I would say that that match was definitely the one where, like, kind of cemented myself into, you know, okay, she has what it takes. And yeah, that was a transformative day for me as well.
Was there something that you picked up from Becky, whether it was something she taught you or something you just learned from being with her in the ring, that you're now bringing with you to other matches?
I wouldn't say. I just think overall, Becky is such a great leader for everybody, and especially for someone who's kind of just getting their name out there and stuff, because she was there and she knows what it's like to be the rookie and be the one, like, nobody knows who you are. So I just think she was so helpful in kind of guiding me through those big matches.
I feel like you came up, like, out of nowhere. Like, you were signed, and then all of a sudden, everybody knew about Tiffany Stratton. What changed? What clicked to make that happen?
I don't know. My entire NXT run, I feel like everything just happened so fast. Like, I had only trained for 8 weeks before even debuting on TV.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was scary. And my first match, it was atrocious. It was so bad. And then I got taken off TV for a couple weeks, and I was like, I'm going to come back better than ever. So I worked really hard. I came back. I had my second match against Io Sky, actually, and it was amazing. And then just I kept learning, and I kept getting better with every single rep, and I think they saw that. And yeah, like, the sky's the limit for me right now.
What's so bad about your first match?
Oh, man. Back then, I really didn't know how to work a crowd or how to even just, I didn't really know who I was in general. You know, I was kind of just thrown out there and, like, told to figure it out a little bit.
Have you gone back and watched that match?
No, I can't.
I can't be that bad.
I know it was bad, okay?
What's your most rewatchable match? What's the match you want to go back and rewatch the most?
You know, fun fact, I can't watch myself back. I don't know why, but I cringe so hard. But I will watch my match back with Becky Lynch at No Mercy. That is, like, my favorite match I've ever had.
There's a lot of dream matches out there, I feel like, for you. A lot of matches that haven't happened yet. Who are some of those dream opponents?
Obviously, I'm going to have to go with Charlotte Flair. She is the reason why I got into wrestling. She's my inspiration. I really look up to her. But also Bianca Belair. I think me versus Charlotte versus Bianca would be such a cool matchup. I feel like we all kind of have similar styles in the ring. So I'm really looking forward to those two for sure.
When you talk about your training in NXT, who were the people that really had their fingerprints on the training that you were doing?
I would say Johnny Moss, Robbie Brookside, Norman Smiley, Sarah Amato. We have so many amazing coaches at the PC. There's so many to choose from.
And are you hands-on with Shawn Michaels with the stuff you're doing in NXT?
Yeah, Shawn Michaels will, you know, give us critiques after our matches and stuff, but he mostly does the producing and the production stuff.
So there's this video on YouTube that has like 37 million views. You know what I'm talking about? Of a fan heckling you?
I do.
The fan yells, "You suck," you yell, "You suck back." Do you have any idea in that moment that this was going to become a thing?
No, I had no idea he was even filming. So the fact that I saw that on Twitter and it, like, blew up, I was like, oh. Come on.
And then you said some choice words to him.
I did.
Well, yeah. You know,
gotta let him know every so often.
Yeah. He sucks, not you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe when someone's holding a camera, you cut another promo on them next time.
Yeah, I should. I feel like that worked out well for me.
I mean, it's been seen by a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania weekend. Do you think about your WrestleMania moment one day?
I do. Actually, I've heard that, or it's been rumored that next year's WrestleMania is going to be in Minnesota, and I'm from Minnesota. So I think, you know, Tiffy Time in my hometown, in the main event, would be the perfect moment for me in my career.
Maybe it's a main event. Who knows?
Maybe. We'll see.
There's been so much talk about you being the next big thing. And you're compared to so many legends in this business. How do you keep yourself grounded when those are the expectations that have been set for you by colleagues and also by fans?
Honestly, I feel like wrestling, you can never be perfect at it. There's always something that you can get better at because there's so many different aspects. You know, you've got the promo, you've got the in-ring, you've got the look, you've got to have the body. So I feel like you can never be perfect with wrestling. So I just think I'm always trying to get better at every single aspect in wrestling.
So what is it that's driving you every day and every match?
Honestly, I want to keep improving. I want to be considered one of the best wrestlers in the world one day. And that's honestly my motivation right now.
Who's the best to you right now? Is it Charlotte?
Yeah, I would say Charlotte Flair or Becky Lynch right now.
Two greats right there. What's the pre-match ritual look like for you?
Ooh. Honestly, it's different every time, but I do try to get my heart rate up every time because it takes my mind off of everything. So usually I do like 20 air squats, 20 burpees, 20 air squats, minute rest, and then I do it again.
And that's it? That's right before you go out?
That's like 20 minutes before I go out.
Okay, so you're in Gorilla. You're about to go out. What are we seeing?
Oh, I always tell myself, show me how good it gets. Like I ask the world to show me how good it gets. It's like a little affirmation I have for myself. And it's just basically, you know, asking like, show me how good it gets. You know, this could be my best performance ever. So, yeah.
Are you a believer that the next one's always going to be your best performance?
I believe so, yeah. I feel like every time I'm on TV, you know, it's another opportunity to prove myself and to, you know, prove myself to be invited back to SmackDown the next week.
You seem to have such a beginner's mindset of like, I want to continue to learn. I want to continue to get better. Where'd that come from for you?
I still feel like I'm a rookie. You know, I've been only in the business for 2 years. I definitely have so much to just learn in general. So I think that's the reason why I have this mindset. I'm still just so new to everything.
So let's talk about winning the NXT Women's Championship. What was that night like for you? Break it all down for us.
So that day, I'm trying to remember, I'm pretty sure it was a bit chaotic, which is like every single TV. But I honestly was just so nervous. I actually did not like my gear at all that day.
Why? Why not?
I didn't like the fit. I didn't really like the color. I don't know. It's just, when something doesn't look amazing on you and it's like a big moment, it's kind of like, oh, you know? So that was kind of a little downer. But yeah, that day it was intense. And afterwards, honestly, I had like no feeling. Like I was numb. I feel like it didn't hit me until I came back. And then I got emotional. And then, you know, it was my longest match I've ever had. So I was so tired. I was so blown up. I was just exhausted. I hurt my shoulder a little bit. But all in all, it was a great day.
Was there any sort of big celebration that evening?
I had a couple drinks, you know.
What's the go-to drink?
We're
all drinking here. I know it's kind of early, but we are in a winery right now. Okay.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
I love a good vodka martini. You know, we got to go with the locales.
That's a delicious one.
It is.
So a few drinks, and then what's it like? What's the day to day when you have the championship and you're traveling around with it? Maybe you got to go through TSA with it.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten stopped with that thing because we have to travel with it. So I have to put it in my checked luggage, and they X-ray it. So they're like, "Are you a wrestler?" And I'm like, "Yeah." They're
Do
like,
"You know the Undertaker?"
Yeah. They're like, "Do you have a belt?" And I'm like, yeah. They're like, are you the champion? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh my gosh.
Can you take it out? Can we take a photo with
it? Yeah.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good problem to have.
Yeah.
What's next? What are the goals now? What are the goals? You're only 2 years into this. What do you want to do now?
Right now, I would love to have some sort of storyline on SmackDown. Obviously, I have my eyes set on Money in the Bank. I want a pink briefcase and I want to rhinestone it. And then obviously I want to win a championship one day. And I think that's in my future this year.
What was the original inspiration for Tiffany Stratton, the character?
So, my original inspiration is Sharpay Evans from High School Musical and Paris Hilton.
And I can see that. Mash it together and
that's,
you get this.
That's what you get, Tiffany Stratton. Toodles.
How'd you come up with the name?
So, actually, my mom's name is Tiffany. And Stratton, I don't know where I got that last name from. I think I heard it on Wolf of Wall Street because the brokerage is named Stratton Oakmont. And I think that's where I heard it. And it just sounded good, you know? So I kind of threw it in there. And then they picked, it was actually between Tiffany Stratton and Veronica Swanson. So obviously I had to go with Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah, you can't say Verani time.
Yeah. That does not roll off the tongue.
I know it's only been a few months, but you are undefeated on the main roster.
I am, Miss Undefeated.
I think that deserves a round of applause. Undefeated on the main roster. How much longer can we keep this going?
I think we could keep it going all year. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Tiffy time all year.
Exactly.
If someone has never seen a Tiffany Stratton match, what's the match they need to go back and check out right now?
Click on the Elimination Chamber match and just fast forward to the Tiffy time. And then that's it.
But then keep watching to see how angry the Australian crowd gets.
Yes.
When you get eliminated.
And then listen to the chant after I get eliminated, please.
Tiffy time, right?
Tiffy time.
They were very angry.
I know.
From the second you got off the plane there, did you realize, oh yeah, there's a lot of people who know what I'm about here?
No, I was not expecting it at all. I realized that I had a lot of fans behind me at the press conference when they were chanting Tiffy time before I even came out. So that was kind of like the moment where I was like, okay, I think they kind of know me. Yeah.
What's this bracelet? What does this say here? It's very cute.
So a fan actually gave me these. And
oh, you got one on the other wrist too. Okay.
This one says Toodles. And this one says Tiffy time. And I'm supposed to give this one to Ludwig Kaiser because it says Kaiser on it.
How cute.
Yeah.
That is, oh yes, I see that now. Yeah. Very nice. What's the workout routine look like?
So I've been recently kind of getting back into CrossFit. That's kind of what got me into working out and stuff. Because when I quit gymnastics, I went to CrossFit. I wanted to do something challenging. So I've been kind of doing that. I'm not afraid to lift heavy. I love Olympic weightlifting. So the snatch, the clean and jerk. And sometimes I'll do like a bodybuilding focused workout because I used to be a bodybuilder as well. So, yeah.
Is it 5 days a week?
It's a little hard to get in the gym that often. I try to go like 3 to 4.
So what's like the morning routine look like on a day when you're not traveling?
It is very hard to have a routine right now. Basically I wake up around 8 a.m., eat breakfast, head straight to the gym, come home. And maybe lay out by the pool, maybe lounge around, scroll through TikTok, you know, eat some food. It's really nothing special. It's not that glamorous.
What would your favorite cheat meal be?
I am a burger and fries gal.
Oh, yes.
I will eat a burger any time of the day. Love me some Five Guys.
So what's, you go into Five Guys, what are you ordering and what's on it?
I'm ordering... What do they call it? Like a double, just a cheeseburger?
What
I thought they had
name.
Like a special name.
Yeah, I thought
name
there was a special name.
Okay. Okay.
All the way. Junior's a single? Yeah, that's right.
I usually get a double though. Okay, okay. Just a cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, and then a large fry because they throw them french fries in there.
And they like come out, they're in the bag.
Yeah, they load them up in there. It's amazing. Bonus fries.
Bonus fries, yes. Their fries are incredible.
Yeah, they use peanut oil and I love that.
I love when you walk in and the potatoes are everywhere and you're like, I don't know if these are actually the potatoes that you use,
I
but
know.
It makes me feel good that there's potatoes here for some reason. I'm with you, burger and fries.
Extra crispy fries.
Extra crispy fries. It's been so amazing watching your rise, and it's been so good getting to know you here today. I'll end this conversation with the same question I ask at the end of every interview. Gratitude's such a big part of my life. What are three things in your life that you're grateful for?
Honestly, I'm really grateful for the life that I live. I feel like I wake up every day, and I feel like we can all just be thankful to even wake up in the mornings. I'm very grateful for my family. My family's here. They're excited to watch WrestleMania. They're going to Stand and Deliver. And I'm also very grateful for food, you guys. I am such a foodie. I will eat anything. So, yeah.
Other than burgers and fries, what are we, a pizza?
Chicken fingers. Love me some chicken fingers.
Some chicken tendies.
Some chicken tendies. I love Cane's. Oh my gosh. Have you ever had it?
Yeah,
it's
so good.
So good.
This has been so fun. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Tiffany Stratton.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah, a lot of Tiffany epiphanies there. She's awesome and just so fun doing this in front of a live crowd. I love that we were able to do this at this stage of her career, too. Like, she's done a lot. Like, she's done so much up to now. But I feel like in a year or two, it'll be really interesting to look back at where she is right now because, I mean, if she keeps going the way that she's going and her star continues to rise, there'll be a lot more to talk to her about in a year or two or three or five. You get the point here. Snap a screenshot. Let us know what really stood out for you the most during this one and tag us. She's at Tiffany WWE on Instagram. She's at Tiff Stratton WWE on Twitter. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And what a quote here from Albert Hubbard to wrap things up here. The greatest mistake you can make in life is to continually fear that you will make one. Oh, how good is that, right? The greatest mistake you can make in life is to continually fear that you will make one. And look, we're all going to make mistakes. That's the whole point of the quote. And that shouldn't be the thing that stops you from moving forward in whatever it is that you're doing in your life. Be great. Be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.